Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. An early internal battle in the young Trump administration. Is that what we have here? On this Monday, President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn may have discussed Russian sanctions with the Russian ambassador to the United States. The things he suggested to this high-level Russian official are in direct contradiction with other White House officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, who has a very high profile in this administration so far. Flynn's conduct may be considered inappropriate and possibly illegal, but it also shows just how unclear U.S.-Russian policy is right now, at least as far as the public is concerned. On Air Force One Friday, President Trump said he would, quote, look into the allegations. And Stephen Miller, Trump's top domestic security advisor, showing an extraordinary talent for self-preservation, was mum on ABC This Week.
I don't have any information, George, to change anything that has previously and already been said by the White House on this matter. General Flynn has served this country admirably and with distinction. He's a three-star general. He served in the Defense Intelligence Agency. There's no information that I have as the policy director for this White House to contribute any new information to this story this morning.
Stephen Miller, the domestic security advisor. Ryan Goodman is editor-in-chief of Justice Security, and he served as special counsel to the Department of Defense from 2015 to 2016. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
So how far out of line was the National Security Advisor, who's normally considered to be pretty close to the policy loop, or inside the policy loop at the very least, in the White House?
So it seems as though he might have been quite far out of line. Actually, I could even describe it as going rogue, especially since we now are led to believe that he actually lied to Vice President Pence and to the White House spokesperson, Sean Spicer, in telling them that the content of these phone calls had nothing to do with the sanctions. So that sounds as though he was operating somewhat on his own, if that's accurate.
Now, he says they had nothing to do with these sanctions. Does that mean that the White House believes that, well, he probably was talking about the sanctions?
Right. So at this point, it looks as though right before Vice President Pence went out in public on the Sunday shows and right before Sean Spicer went out for his first press briefing after the inauguration weekend, they both said that they had relied on Flynn's statements to them that nothing in the phone calls dealt with the sanctions. All of that's now being reversed.
And that comes from the Russian ambassador? That comes from sources close to the Russian ambassador? Where does that come from?
So it comes from nine former and current intelligence officials, U.S. officials, that the Washington Post picked up on Thursday night in a major blockbuster kind of article. And then the New York Times that next morning, Friday morning, also came out with their report as well, that these officials say that the content of these phone calls most certainly dealt with the Russian sanctions. They actually have a transcript of it. And then as of last night, the Wall Street Journal has an article which says that Flynn has now kind of come clean with his White House colleagues, in which he has no choice but to do so because now he's faced with the transcripts themselves.
Flynn, how long ago was he a general, or is he a general now?
Well, he stepped down. He's a retired general, right. And he stepped down in 2014.
So on the one hand, this could be an argument for why we have civilians controlling national security policy. Would you say that's a plausible conclusion to draw here as a layperson?
Absolutely. I think that in this particular role, having only the experience of the military, one doesn't get to see other dimensions that a State Department person would have or kind of a policy person from other forms of professional experience in the government. And that's possibly what's partly lacking here.
All right. So let's take the other side then. Let's take the most possibly sympathetic view of General Flynn and say, if I was Flynn and was looking at the headlines and going to the meetings and looking at the tweets of President Trump and maybe taking a look at the campaign rhetoric, I would have no idea what to talk to the Russian ambassador about. Maybe he was just, kind of going over stuff that in the chaotic early days of the Trump administration seemed plausible to him.
Right. So I think that might be the most charitable reading of it, that in fact, if anything, he's reading from the president's statements that there will be a new overture towards the Russians And that's all he's really communicating to them, is that after January 20th, there'll be a kind of a new opening, a new relationship. What's highly suspicious, though, of course, is that this conversation is taking place on the day that the United States government under the Obama administration announces its sanctions for the Russian hacking of the election, and that they did not clear the conversation with the White House beforehand. The White House was actually pretty specific about coming out and saying this wasn't cleared with us.
So those, that's the rogue. That's going rogue.
That sounds like it's going rogue.
Is that illegal?
So it's debatable as to whether or not it's illegal. It certainly seems to be undermining the policy of the U.S. government. The one part of the U.S. federal law that people turn to is this provision called the Logan Act, which does in fact prohibit citizens from engaging in public diplomacy with foreign governments in order to try to defeat the measures of the U.S. government. That would seem to apply here, but that's a 1799 statute. It has never been enforced for over 200 years. The idea that this would actually be something criminally prosecuted is difficult to believe.
Well, and then we've got Trump's style in just a few seconds here. I mean, the commander in Afghanistan talked kind of loose to the Rolling Stone magazine and was out in a matter of 20 seconds. This guy's dead meat here, right?
Well, I think Trump is so worried about looking as though the White House is in chaos. It would look as though things are really running amok. So I think that's one public perception that he's trying to avoid in these early days. But he should maybe realize that actually, and try to get your ship straight, you might just feel as though certain people just don't fit with your administration, and you learn that pretty quickly.
Ryan Goodman is editor-in-chief of Just Security and served as special counsel to the Department of Defense from 2015 to 2016. Thanks so much.
Thank you.